Individually, cases of police shootings, jail suicides, taser-related fatalities, and domestic disputes that escalate into officer-involved death are tragic incidents. But when they occur with increasing frequency, now totaling 61 just within Sonoma County since 2000, they can be seen as an epidemic of overzealous law enforcement.
We now rival New York and Chicago in the percentage of deaths of civilian population in police-related incidents. We say epidemic because since Andy Lopez was killed on October 22nd, there have been 5 additional deaths in police-related custody. One of our tremendous concerns has been the disproportionate number of individuals who are mentally disabled. Roughly 50% of the deaths occur after a family has made a 911 call to the police.
Sebastopol human rights attorney Jonathan Melrod made that point at a Santa Rosa press conference Tuesday morning to publicize a formal request that the U.S. Department of Justice examine the situation here.
We're asking that the Justice Department and the U.S. attorneys convene here to begin a thorough investigation of all 61 of these police-related instances. And we'd like to see negotiation to ameliorate the conditions under which the police are allowed to use deadly force.
This isn't the first time this issue has been called to the attention of federal authorities, noted longtime West County activist Mary Moore.
We had a spate of killings in the mid-90s, so we immediately started on the U.S. Department of Civil Rights, and we managed to get them here in 98. It took a year. It took 2 years to get the report, and they sided with the community, yet not one of those recommendations has been implemented.
The 27 recommendations in that report addressed officer training, the handling of complaints, and the creation of citizen review boards, but none of them were mandatory. Instead, what has changed in those intervening 14 years, observed Isaac Schwager, an attorney with Adams Fights in Santa Rosa, has been a gradual militarization of local police forces.
Historically speaking, the police and the military in our country have always been separate units, and there's been good reason for that. But increasingly, what we see is police who are clad in military-style gear, police who are carrying military-style weapons, police who, even in Sonoma County, can drive around in armored military-style vehicles that were developed for the streets of Mosul and Fallujah, not the streets of Santa Rosa.
But Schwager was also troubled by the inconsistencies in police practices between neighborhoods.
We can look at the type of individuals who have fallen to police violence, and we can see they're disproportionately the mentally ill, and also those of color and of economic disadvantage. What we see is when the police are called to Moreland Avenue, they shoot first and ask questions later. But if they're called to Fountain Grove, they'll negotiate with a wealthy white business owner for hours and hours to get him out of his house without firing a single shot.
Federal intervention is needed, he added, because local elected officials have been unwilling or unable to address these problems locally. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.